Thank you very much, and thanks everyone for coming. So today I'll be talking about a topic that's very relevant, I think, in the United States, and also kind of very internationally recognized as an issue when you're talking about access to medications. But it's less recognized as an issue in the United States. And I think one of my interests is trying to increase the recognition and the importance of access to pharmacies in addition to access to care when we're talking about medications. And that's very important now because as the population ages, you know, medications become more important in terms of improving their health, maintaining their health, and preventing kind of complications from chronic conditions. So I'll be talking about pharmacy access, utilization, how that impacts specifically cost-related underuse of prescription medications in low-income, predominantly minority communities in Chicago. And this is, you know, a very collaborative effort. It includes some members of the community on the South Side. It's a collaboration between the University of Chicago and UIC. And it's primarily funded by the South Side Health Vitality Studies and the Urban Health Initiative at the University of Chicago. So what do we know? Recently, we learned that pharmacy accessibility is less or worse in kind of predominantly Hispanic and Black communities in Chicago, which are mainly on the South and West Sides. We also know, and we've known for more than a decade, that non-adherence or cost-related underuse of prescription medications is a problem that affects minorities more so than whites. So given that pharmacies are critical or in terms of facilitating access to medications, the question that hasn't been really answered is, so if pharmacies are less accessible in these communities, how does that impact adherence or cost-related underuse, whatever, you know, there's so many measures that are used, depending on what data you use, to look at non-adherence. You know, so how does that matter? Why are pharmacies important? Does it matter that they're not that accessible, or does it not? And that's one of the key questions we're trying to answer, focusing on the South Side of Chicago, given that it's a population that doesn't really have access to pharmacies. So to do this, we looked at pharmacy accessibility and pharmacy utilization. So using a population-based sample that was linked to pharmacy data, we asked people where they went to fill their drugs. And we knew, based on their home residence, the pharmacies that were closest to their home. And then we also asked people that reported using prescription medications if they also are non-adherent or experience kind of cost barriers to using the prescription medications. So there's kind of three key variables here that we link to better understand the relationship between pharmacy access, utilization, and cost-related underuse. And this is based on a pilot study. It's a population-based probability sample of households on the South Side. And it was conducted between 2012 and 2013. And it was also linked with geocoded pharmacy information. And that enabled us to determine, one, not only the location of the pharmacy, but also the type of pharmacy, which is important given what we know about, you know, independent pharmacies or retail pharmacies are often more expensive in terms of cash price to people that are uninsured, and that's actually been shown to be worse in low-income communities. So the cash price, if you're uninsured and you want to go fill a prescription at a retail pharmacy or independent pharmacy in a low-income community, you pay more than if you go to a higher-income community. And that has to do with, like, reimbursement rates affecting the pharmacy business model. So we use the information on pharmacy type and location. So there's two sources of pharmacy information. One that was based on the MAPS-Core asset data that was also conducted by the University of Chicago, and it's field-based. And that data was linked to the sample, right? So when they go to a respondent and ask them, do you use this pharmacy to fill your drugs? They said yes or no, and then they asked them, okay, then where do you go? That data was based on the MAPS-Core asset data. So if you can imagine visiting someone in their home and you have this computer that links based on where they live, okay, these are the three or two pharmacies closest to their home, and you ask them, do you go here? They'll say yes or no. And if they said no, they were considered not using the pharmacy closest to their home. And if they said yes, they were considered using the pharmacy closest to their home. And then we overlaid pharmacies in the South Side as well. And you'll see that right now. For the analysis on cost-related underuse, we limited it to people that reported using at least one prescription medication. And we did that because they were the only ones that were asked whether they didn't use their medications due to cost barriers. So pharmacy utilization, how was that defined? We defined it in two ways, one by pharmacy type, so retail chain, a retail independent, community health center pharmacy, and travel distance, so how far the respondent traveled to fill their prescriptions in miles. And we also distinguished people that used their nearest pharmacy from those who used a pharmacy that was not their nearest as their primary pharmacy. And cost-related underuse was measured using the standard question of, do you ever skip your medication or take less than prescribed to stretch your prescription because you cannot afford it? And that's a kind of a standard measure of assessing cost-related underuse. So to start, this is the distribution of pharmacies in the city of Chicago, and what's within the black borders is considered the South Side. So that's our population, where we sampled. But I think it's important to also look at how pharmacy availability or access, right, varies from communities that are not on the South Side and those that are. And you can see kind of visually how it's more dense outside of the South Side study region. And that we knew that from prior research that we published last year, but we didn't really compare the South Side to communities that are not on the South Side of Chicago. But we knew that pharmacy deserts or low access communities were very prevalent and disproportionately prevalent on the South Side, even compared to the West Side, which is mainly the predominantly Hispanic communities. So to summarize kind of the map, over here you see pharmacy accessibility as well as availability. So what's the difference? So pharmacy availability is really what you saw on the map. So what's the distribution of pharmacies overall and by type? And access, we kind of created a grid using geospatial methods, and we looked at the median number of pharmacies located within a square mile and the range, and that's what you see here. And what we found was there's over 147 pharmacies in the South Side study region, which is much less than what you see in other communities, not surprising. We also found that there were fewer community health center pharmacies on the South Side, compared to other communities in Chicago. But in general, there's very few community health center-based pharmacies in the U.S. and in Chicago. So the proportion of community health centers that have a pharmacy is very low. But those that do have pharmacies are more likely to be located in communities outside the South Side. And we also kind of found that South Side residents have on average two pharmacies located within 1 mile from their home, whereas other communities have closer to four, right? So access, in terms of geography or geographic access or distance to a pharmacy, was more of a barrier, at least in terms of how many pharmacies are located in the South Side communities. So our question was, okay, is that important? Does it matter? Are these residents kind of overcoming these barriers when they're trying to access their medications? And if so, how? We didn't answer all those questions yet, but we tried to. So the first question is, okay, given what we know about pharmacy access, where do people go on the South Side to fill the prescriptions, and how far do they travel? And what we found was quite interesting and surprising is that most people did not fill at the pharmacy closest to their home. So even though there were less pharmacies available, most people did not even fill at the pharmacies closest to their home, which is interesting and also surprising. I mean, why aren't people filling at pharmacies closest to their home? And so only one-third of the people sampled, or residents on the South Side, fill at a pharmacy this close to their home. And if you remember from the previous slide, South Side communities disproportionately have more independent pharmacies, they have less community health centers, and retail chains are quite, you know, are similar, but, you know, one hypothesis we have is maybe there's a difference in the type of pharmacy, like the qualities or the characteristics of pharmacies in those communities. We didn't look at that yet, but that's just something that was you know, something that we need to consider when we're doing subsequent analyses. So most people filled at a retail pharmacy. Quite a number filled at a community health center, and 8% filled at a mail order pharmacy. So, you know, some people come to us and be like, oh, well, mail order is the solution. Maybe, you know, that's where people are going, and it doesn't matter if pharmacies are accessible or not. And among those that did not use mail order, the median distance traveled from the primary pharmacy, the pharmacy where they filled their prescriptions, most of their prescriptions, was about a mile. And about 10% of residents reported cost-related underuse, so not filling a prescription as much as they need to because they couldn't afford it. And that's actually in line with what we know from the literature. So, oh, this was cut. Strange. Okay. So what factors at the individual and pharmacy level are associated with traveling, the distance traveled to a primary pharmacy? And we consider pharmacy types. So is it because CHC pharmacies are further away or retail chains? And what we found was that mainly the people that are traveling further, actually significantly further, more than 4 miles further, are those going to community health center. And they were mainly the uninsured and low income. And that's not surprising, right, at least post facto, because we know that minorities rely a lot on public health services, community health centers, especially in Chicago. And we also know that in the study that most people that reported going to community health center pharmacy also reported that community health center as their usual source of care. Right, so they're going to this place to get their primary care services, and they're also going there to fill their prescription medication. But this place is far away. And the retail chain independent pharmacies are closer to their home, but they're not using them as frequently. Our other outcome was cost-related underuse. So what factors at the pharmacy and community, at the individual level, are associated with cost-related underuse in these communities? And what we found was the people that use CHC clinics after adjusting for income and insurance were the least likely to report cost-related underuse, so they're actually more adherent. Their medications were more affordable than those using their retail chain or independent pharmacies. You know, remember, our sample is small. It's a pilot study, so we don't really see significance here. I think it's still important. These findings are new and contribute to the literature that's been kind of ongoing about why are minorities underusing their drugs. We're providing insurance, we're expanding, you know, prescription drug benefits, but they're still non-adherent. And I think this may shed some light onto maybe it's not just about insurance, because as you see, you know, even if you account for that, insured people are more likely to be adherent, but there's a few other factors that come into play that relate to where you get care, where you get primary care, and where you get pharmacies, where you get your pharmacy services, and where you fill your prescriptions. And that's kind of the main conclusion, is that, you know, prescription medication users are using pharmacies that are not necessarily close to their home. So access may matter, but it's not the only factor playing a role in terms of pharmacy utilization. And we also discovered that people that use community health centers that are expanding or should be expanding with the Affordable Care Act are less likely to underuse the prescription medications. So what does that mean in terms of policy and public health? What are the implications? I think when you think about where health reform is going, one thing that should be considered, especially in the context of what we know about pharmacies. So pharmacies now are not just places where you go to get prescriptions, particularly retail chain pharmacies, right? You go there, you get immunizations, you get, you know, health screenings. The services are expanding beyond prescriptions to include preventative services that are really important when you think about population health and population health disparities in the community. So given that, given that community health centers are going to be expanding and are, especially in Chicago, we need to think about, well, maybe we should incorporate pharmacies in these community health centers. And that's, I think, one of the key implications, other than, you know, better understanding the role of pharmacies and also the role of access to care when we're thinking about prescription medications and use in minority populations. It's also the role of the type of care and the place of care and how that matters. Thank you.